Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, chappers.
Afternoon, you all right?
Yeah, I'm very good. Did you burn down your shed yesterday?
No.
If you missed this, This was a big revelation. We found out yesterday on the show, quite late on, if you don't listen after 6, that Chappers does in fact have a shed. And he was planning to nail Catherine wheels to them last night, but then some of our listeners are saying that's very dangerous because sometimes they don't spin and therefore you burn the shed down.
Exactly. So let's
just clear this up. You've got a shed that you go and sit in with a model railway in.
No.
And you make Airfix models.
No.
What was that one you were making? A replica of the Cutty Sark out of matchsticks, wasn't it?
Now, you've just made that up. That isn't true at all. I have a shed so that I have somewhere to put my little boy's bike and a lawnmower. Where else would you put it otherwise?
Mm.
And no model railway, no model of the Cutty Sark or whatever. In fact, I didn't attach the Catherine wheels to the shed.
Took our listeners' advice.
I did, yes. I had real problems with the rockets last night, and the third rocket went into next door's fence, which I'm sure wasn't meant to happen, and that kind of affected my confidence for the next few.
And you still got to see the game nice and early.
I had one eye on the game and one eye on the fireworks. That was the problem.
In fact,
after the rocket nearly went into next door's fence, I nearly had one eye. That was it. And then the Catherine wheels, I left alone because I was too worried about them. So what I now need to know is, what do you do with fireworks when let off? Because I don't want them lying around the house for a year.
I heard Sarah Cox out there, and she did a little impromptu firework display for her and her other half last night. And she said that her fireworks were maybe up to 2 or 3 years old, and they might have gone a bit mouldy. So I think it's fine, as long as you... I don't know, I think you just keep them.
Yeah, I think you just keep them in, like, a biscuit tin, don't you? Like a cake tin. As long as they're in a, like, proper
but
tin.
But then I might come in drunk one night and then miss and get them confused for a hobnob. Which I don't want to do I?
How would you get a rocket confused with a hobnob?
No, I've got rid of the rockets. It's two Catherine wheels, and they are the size.
And you might
they are the size of biscuits.
You might have two beers and think that they're a wagon wheel. That's unlikely.
More than two.
Unlikely,
beers.
I would say. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Some people are getting very confused about the story here. This always happens sometimes. Chappers was trying to nail Catherine who?
No, I wasn't trying to, Catherine Wheel.
You were trying to nail Catherine Wheel last night.
I was trying to nail two Catherine Wheels last night.
In the shed?
Against the shed.
Oh, God!
You don't want to nail them in the shed, do you? That'd be ridiculous.
Just leave the fireworks in the shed till next year.
Okay, all right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, is it me, or did I see you exercising to that earlier on today?
What?
Did you not have that Red Light Company track on today when you were exercising?
I did have Red Light Company on earlier when exercising, yeah.
Yeah. Does that freak you out a little bit?
Well, no, because I presume you've just spoken to the bloke who I was training with,
right.
Haven't you? But that is slightly worrying.
I thought you were doing squats in the live lounge.
No, I've just spoken to
the
bloke you're exercising with, yeah. You just told me that you like that track and you were exercising to it together earlier.
What? Yes.
I need to know what sort of exercise.
How do you exercise to this?
Well, no, you just have music on whilst you exercise, don't you? I was on the sort of trampoline.
All right. Someone who's 22 has been on saying that they have a shed. Mm. Big up the sheds. They love a bit of sheds. And they're 22.
Okay, I'm not bigging up sheds. I just happen to have one.
Sarah Beeny, she likes sheds, doesn't she?
She does like sheds. She's in charge of Shed of the Year, isn't she?
Doesn't she host Shed of the Year, or does she judge it?
She judges it and hosts it, doesn't she? Online thing, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't entered my shed in that.
And what are you judging next week, or are you presenting
God,
it?
This is next week.
Yeah.
I'm hosting the Pub of the Year Awards.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm.
Just you?
Yes, I think no, and Matthew Hoggard, the England cricketer.
Wow,
we're a well known double act.
What do you do? You just like go around pubs all over the place and drink?
I'm not quite sure how it works. All I know is that I'm doing it next week. I'm only hosting it, not judging it.
Oh, right, okay,
right. Cool. Anything else? Whilst we're at it,
that'll do for now. Radio 1 Podcast. Did you see Newsnight last night?
Now, I saw a bit of Newsnight last night.
Did you see Dizzy Rascal on it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Check this out.
Dizzy Rascal, how does it seem to you?
It's positive. I think it's positive because he's mixed race as well. So he's an immediate symbol of unity. And I think, you know what? Hip-hop played a big part in this as well. I don't think he could have won it without hip-hop. Hip-hop is what encouraged the youth to get involved in voting and making the place better. And he's the first president specifically, to embrace it.
Sorry to interrupt you, but, I mean, specifically, could you see this happening in Britain?
Yeah, in time.
You're rather positive.
Yeah, man, why not, man? First time for everything, and everything just takes time, man, if you believe you can achieve, innit?
I love it. This is the best bit. Here's the best bit. With Jeremy Paxman and Dizzy Rascal talking about the new president last night on Newsnight.
Go, Mr. Rascal, do you feel yourself to be British?
Of course I'm British, man. You know me. I'm here, man. What's good? I think it don't matter what colour you are. It matters what colour your heart is, man, and your intentions. I think a black man, purple man, Martian man can run the country, whatever, man, as long as he does right by the people.
Well, why don't you run for office?
See, that's a very good idea. I might have to do that one day still. Dizzy Rascal for Prime Minister, yeah? Saturday.
Might have heard Chris play that a little bit earlier. I just wanted to relive that because...
Mr. Rascal.
I like it a lot.
Go, Mr. Rascal, do you feel yourself to be British?
Dizzy Rascal for Prime Minister, yeah?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, a change to our schedule here because normally, Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and email inquiries, would be on after 6 o'clock on a Thursday. But we've changed it because tonight, after 6, you've got Edith Bowman and she'll be on the red carpet at the MTV Europe Music Awards in Liverpool instead. So we'll be talking to all the stars as they walk up the red carpet into the awards tonight. Now, is this tradition over the last 25 years when we've spoken to Edith on the red carpet that we get her to ask some quite strange questions to some of the biggest stars in music today. So if you've got any slightly off-the-wall questions you want to ask, 81199, something a bit different from, what are you wearing? Oh, those are nice shoes. What can we expect from you tonight? All that kind of stuff. A bit boring. So let's have some different questions, please, to 81199. Katy Perry's presenting tonight at the MTV Awards. Love her.
Bless.
So now it's time for Dear Scott. A posh lady from Radio 4 reads out the texts and emails that you've been sending us this week. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Thanks to you, my life has been changed. I've compiled a short list of how.
Right. Oh dear, I don't like the sound of this.
Thanks to you, my wife now describes people she works with as being moon-faced.
Okay.
Thanks to you, whenever someone, anyone, says, oh, my two children respond with, what's occurring?
Yeah,
that's all right,
that's
yeah.
Thanks to you, whenever someone mentions Britney Spears, my kids mention trout. In fact, it pretty well encompasses any female you mention.
What, your kids call all female people trout?
That can't be our fault.
Trout.
Thanks to you, whenever I'm in a bad mood, my wife calls me Chappers.
Now, how does that work? How does that work?
I quite like that one.
Shut
the
up,
one thing left on my list of things to do before I die is to hear the sexy posh Radio 4 lady read this out and say hi to my kids Logan and Ivy so they can hear it again on the podcast. Oh, and thanks to you, I tell everyone I love them when I put the phone down. Scott, Becky, Chappers, posh lady, the one who doesn't speak... Have a perfect day. Jared, in America.
Oh. Wow, international.
Have a perfect day. So people are saying, oh, what's occurring in America now?
Yeah.
And calling each other moonface.
Well, it's not our fault, is it, if his wife works in an office full of people with moonfaces?
I always call people moonface. Right, next.
Did you just have a moment then?
Yeah.
Dear Scott, my name is Dina. I'm the spokeswoman for OA, Orange Anonymous. Mm. And I'm sending this email as your name / email has been submitted to me by someone close to you. Yes, Scott, this is an intervention. You need help. Your addiction to tanning has gone too far. You and many like you just need a push in the right direction to exfoliation. I know this sounds daunting. It did to me too. I'm a former addict, and now I've gone from being full-on bronzed tanorexic to using just self-tan for pale skin. It feels amazing, liberating, and more in control than before. I hope you get the chance to read this email. And remember, you're not alone. Take my hand and take the first step. Love always. Dina. XOXO.
Right, which one of you sent that in?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Kimberly off Girls Aloud, was it? Let's face it.
It wasn't me.
Is it you?
No.
I would hazard guess it was the one that doesn't speak.
Was
maybe.
It you?
If you
always says that anyway.
Hang on a minute. If you exfoliate, does that take your tan off? Mm. Does it?
Yeah.
Well, I exfoliated today and that hasn't...
You haven't got a tan.
When was your last tan?
Hang on a minute. I've just revealed I've exfoliated and revealed that I've tanned recently. Anyhow, next one. Last week, I think.
Was that a spray?
No, it wasn't because I couldn't find the spray people.
Oh.
And I think I've used tinted moisturiser over the weekend.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, good. Next.
Dear Scott, Sally Morgan, is she really for real or what, son? Brett.
Well, I had a lovely time on Sally's show.
Yeah, so did I, and yeah, I think she is real. There were certain things that she said about both myself and Dave when we did it that she couldn't have found out any other way. She couldn't have Googled it.
There were some weird things that I just didn't get at all, and I was like, no, I don't know who or what you're talking about. But some of it, I don't think she could have known just from looking us up on a BlackBerry, as Paddy McGuinness suggested the other day.
So I think she is for real, yeah.
Keep listening, though, because soon we're going to get Sally Morgan, star psychic, if she agrees to it, on with Paddy McGuinness, and he will probably grill her, I'd imagine, because I know he's as much of a fan of a show as you are.
I think he only wanted a reading offer. He's going to come in with one of those homemade barbecues.
That's such a rubbish joke. Why am I laughing?
It's just the image that it kind of...
Sally Morgan being grilled.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott, my pants weigh 150 grams. Elliot.
I don't care, Elliot. Don't actually care. That's when we were talking about Mini-Me's pants the other day, which were unfeasibly heavy. Next.
Name, Dave Lowe. Message, Dear Scott, I am completely and utterly obsessed with Becky. I am, however, happily married and wish to be free of this obsession. Can you please tell me something about her that may put me off so I can start doing some work again? Yours, hopefully... Dave Lowe, Saffron Walden.
Dave Lowe. Now, is that another name for Zane Lowe?
No, I don't think so.
What can we say about Becky that will really put him off? Because he's a married man and doesn't need this complication in his life.
Well, she looks like Matt Lucas.
She looks like Matt Lucas.
In a wig.
Her skin kind of falls off quite a lot, flakes, and if it doesn't fall off, she does like to pick it off. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe you should say about the trainers thing as well, because that will really put him off. He's married. He doesn't want it in his life.
What trainers thing?
You know, the...
Oh, the blister when it burst. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't nice. Mm. Stained the back of the new... Yeah, no, not...
Stained the back of her new trainers.
Did it?
Yeah, so there we are. I hope that's put you off. And thanks very much, Dave Lowe, for writing in to Radio 1. Anything you want us to answer, 81199 on text or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, see what you think about this. I've got an email from a guy called Nathan who lives in Portsmouth, right? Nathan, I've been trying to call you, but you never answer your phone because it's a withheld number. And to be honest, I can't blame you because I don't really answer them either.
You don't answer your phone when it's not withheld numbers.
I do. I answer
you
the phone.
Don't.
No, I answered the phone to you the other day.
Actually, that's true. That's true. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Why don't you just turn your phone off at the moment?
It's okay.
Is that someone ringing you now that you're not going to answer again?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Don't know, but they obviously don't know that I'm on air now, so let's just turn that off, shall we?
It is actually going off. I quite like watching you text on that new phone. The concentration on your face is immense.
It's really hard.
It took him 15 seconds to work out how to turn it off.
You've seen me on a keyboard, now see me on a phone. Right, so Nathan, he went out with a girl for a drink. shouldn't really say her name, but I'm going to. It's Melissa. And, you know, we were talking about mystery shoppers a few weeks ago. For a while, he thought that Melissa might be using the date as a kind of mystery shopping experience. You know, the stuff where... I didn't know about this before.
I wasn't here for the mystery shopper thing, I don't think.
Right. Becky, tell chappers what a mystery shopper is.
Basically,
this is amazing.
It's a brilliant way of beating the credit crunch. You become a mystery shopper. You basically get to go out for free meals and get free stuff.
Hotels.
By going
stuff.
And reviewing places for the companies.
Oh. They give it to you for free as long as you do a review.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so like hotels, McDonald's, everywhere.
Hotels, McDonald's,
hotels,
everywhere.
Hotels, McDonald's, everywhere. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, right, okay.
Nathan, on this date, thought that this girl might be a mystery shopper. Did you enjoy your meal? If you could just fill out this form, thank you. She was asking him how he would rate himself in various situations. Now, is that normal? Right, here's some of the questions. He's written them down for me. How would you rate yourself as a boyfriend out of 10? Like, testing him.
Right.
This is all kind of like, you know, mid-dinner, midway through the dinner.
This is on a first date?
Yeah.
That's a bit scary.
I don't think she's a mystery shopper.
Right.
She's just mad.
What do you say to that? See, you'd be modest, which is what Nathan did, and said...
Let me guess. What? Did he say 6?
He said 7.
Oh, right, there you go.
Right? But she then didn't look very impressed at all. But you can't say, oh, I'm a 10, actually, because that sounds arrogant.
Very.
How would you rate yourself as a partner?
As a partner?
Mm.
2.
2.
Becky?
I think I'm quite a good girlfriend. 8.
8?
What?
Arrogant.
No,
that's
not
is arrogant.
That's good. Go on, what are you?
Me as a partner?
I think you're probably a 2 as well.
2, yeah. 3 on a good day.
Mm. It depends who you're with, though. If you like them, you're higher, aren't you? Because you want to do more stuff.
Mm. I'm not an 8, like some of us.
No. That was a bit arrogant, then. Mm. Anyway.
Okay, 7.5.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Okay. What about as a kisser?
You. Me?
Yeah.
As a
out
kisser?
Out of 10.
Weird.
Oh.
But this is what happened to Nathan on his first date.
All right, but you and me aren't on a date.
No, I just want to... I'm just trying to put ourselves in our situation here.
5.
5 as a kisser.
Did she actually ask him to rate himself as a kisser? Why didn't she just kiss him and find out?
What about you?
I don't know. 1?
Now you've gone the other way. Now you go the other way. You want to say 8, Becky, but now you feel that
10.
You... Right.
No, I don't know.
I'm quite good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'd say. 9.
Oh, and then... Oh, don't roll...
Don't roll
your tongue around your cheek and everything. That's disgusting. Oh.
What do you think I'd be like as a kisser?
Washing machine one. The way you just did the tongue at the side of your cheek.
Yeah. Oh, you would. I think you slobber.
I think you'd be quite a good kisser.
I don't think there's any romance.
What do you think he is?
Where is this leading? Who's going to kiss who? Is this just so you can kiss chappers?
No one's kissing anybody.
Just come out and ask me. If you want to kiss me,
I've done it before. What do you think he's like as a kisser?
Don't know.
Just answer. Out of 10. Out of 10. Go. Out of 10. Come on.
7. I don't know. 4. 3.
What do you think Becky's like?
743.
What do you think? What do you think she's like as a kisser?
I don't like it.
What do you think she's like?
Don't grimace, Mark.
I reckon she's probably. I'd say she's. I reckon just below average. 4.
And myself.
Horrible.
I don't think there's much. Stop pouting at me, seriously. That's really uncomfortable. I don't think there'd be much gentleness and romance there. But I think
I'm saying I'm quite rough.
Can I just point out? I've never thought about this until you started asking me. But just seeing what you were doing with your tongue, then I would say if it needed to be kind of quite fast and furious, I'd say you were probably a 9.
Podcast.
Oh. What's occurring?
It's time for our daily quiz where you guess what happened next. Play along at home, why don't you?
Oh, what's occurring?
3 situations that we've recorded. You tell me what happens next. Play along at home on 81199. Time for the scores on the doors, the names in the frame. So far this week, it's 3-0 to Becky. Lagging behind.
It's not been a very good week, to be honest.
Here's your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Here's a reminder if you don't.
Absolutely superbly, and it's a really difficult song to sing because it is a very dark song. And to make a rock and roll song out of a dark song is probably the most difficult thing anybody has to do.
Mm. He's off of musicals.
Whatever.
Yeah, probably not ever.
I'm sure there are more difficult things that people have to do.
Anyway, you know him off of musicals. He sits on the throne on Any Dream Will Do.
Yeah.
How would you describe Andrew Lloyd Webber in three words?
Musical. Creepy.
Creepy, yeah.
I can't think of another one. I don't know. Musical, creepy. Old.
About you, Bex?
Absolutely loaded. And
in it.
Absolutely loaded in it.
In it, yeah.
Now, we went onto the streets. We asked some people on the streets to describe Andrew Lloyd Webber in three words. But here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Which word would come up the most?
I'm going to say creepy.
Chappers is saying creepy. Becky is saying...
music.
Music. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here are the people of Britain describing Andrew Lloyd Webber in three words. But which word will they say the most?
If you were to describe Andrew Lloyd Webber in three words, what would those words be?
A vampire. Weird. That's probably all I've got.
Toad.
Musical and clever.
Can you describe Andrew Lloyd Webber to me in three words?
Odd looking, obviously. Grotesque. Flamboyant. Gifted. And it seems like a nice chap.
Creative, intelligent, and musical.
Quite talented. He's quite fun as well.
Oh, I don't know how to describe him. He's so many things. Very animated face.
Eccentric.
Yeah. And what's that woman's name? Sarah. Crazy one. That he was dating. What's her name?
Oh, I don't know. It's gone.
Do you know her name? She was on that singing and dancing and singing with the stars or something, weren't she?
What was he on about at the end there?
I've no idea.
He's talking to himself. The most popular word, creepy, wasn't in there at all.
No.
Musical and talented, so Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one.
Are you including all the ones that bloke said? He couldn't count to three and instead gave 17.
That's why I quite like doing the describe them in three words, because not many people can.
Okay.
You know Charlie Simpson?
Yeah.
Charlie off of Fight Star, Knee, Charlie off of Busted. Yes?
Yes.
He was in with Grimmy at the weekend on his new weekend breakfast show, which is very good. And it's on Saturday, Sunday, 7 till 10 a.m. with Grimshaw. He was the CPA. Charlie was.
The CPA?
Yeah, the celebrity phone answerer.
Okay.
But if you will, ponder this. When Charlie off of Fight Star was talking to Grimmy on his show, how many times did he say the word man?
Like that?
Yeah.
Becky?
Turn.
Turn, yeah?
Yeah.
Jabbers.
11.
Yeah.
11, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, dude, let's find out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here is Charlie Fight Star. Man.
Ethel, thank you for coming in this morning so early.
Man.
You psyched for this?
That sounds good, man.
Good. Before you do, though, we're going to have a little chat and stuff. So you're currently on tour with Feeder.
We are on tour
How's
with Feeder,
that?
Yeah. It's good, man. We're doing my five headline shows. It's going really well, man. It's all very serious, but it's good, man. We'll take a lot from this experience.
Sort of rolling up.
Yeah. But no, it's good, man.
So are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this,
okay.
Man.
Hiya,
how you doing, man? Good night?
No, I had to work.
Oh, did you? That's rubbish, man.
What is your question for Charlie, Matt?
Right, Charlie.
Yeah, man.
English play.
Yeah?
Amazing song.
Oh, thank you very much, man. Writer's block. Yeah, man, I think you just got to persist with it. Good, man.
Are you going to practice that? The advice now. Some screaming today.
Maybe, I don't think.
Do it, man.
See you later, man.
Take
How you enjoying
man.
This, Charlie? Do you think?
Brilliant, man.
Charlie, thank you so much for being our pro celebrity phone answer.
Thank you for having me, man.
See, I didn't understand any of that because he was too posh for me to understand, so I have no idea what it was.
I didn't understand a word of it apart from the word man. And I really liked Charlie, but that was just a noise to me.
Oh, by the way, man, it was 17 times, man. 17 times.
So does that mean I win, man?
Means that you win, man.
Yes, man.
So point each, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Now, that reminds me, do you remember that one of our listeners did the posh noise a while ago?
Yeah.
A girl. This is a while ago now, you might not have heard this. This is a noise that only posh people can hear.
I need to say somehow.
Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
Oh, no.
Well, bars. I was in a bar, so on the little ledge. Oh, my God. Do you know what's funny? I really want to have avocado or...
Oh, my... Washed by what?
Exactly.
What kind of person does that?
No, I couldn't get any of that, but man. Posh people did get that. And I think it would be the same from a bloke's point of view, from Charlie. What's he saying here?
Sometimes my mum's just angry with me.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Kind of thing, like fresh ears and fresh mind, which kind of... Oh, well, maybe... Well, we've got in the proud about, you know, where we're from, and I think... I'm not sure so much our anymore.
I like Groovy Girl. Yeah.
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 Sometimes my mum's just angry with me.
No idea what you're on about, mate.
Kind of thing, like fresh ears and fresh...
Yeah, I'm not posh enough, no.
Kind of... Oh, well, maybe... Well, we've got in the...
Exciting news.
Yeah.
With Grimmy this Sunday, Tayo Cruz will be the CPA celebrity phone answerer.
Oh! What's the kidding?
So, it's one all.
None.
Last one. You know Adele?
Mm-hmm. She's been a CPA as well.
Yeah, she has. You know Adele. She's got a voice of an angel. Sings like that, laughs like this. But did you know Adele is not only an amazing singer, she is also, not that many people know this, she is amazing at impressions.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She is. When she stops laughing, she's actually very good at impressions.
Okay.
But how many of Adele's impressions could I guess correctly in a minute and a half?
Oh, dear. And I have to go first on this as well.
Chappers?
In a minute and a half?
How many could I get right of Adele's impressions? I need to guess who she's doing.
Yeah, thanks.
Just making sure you know what the question is.
I know
is
I'm not
asking.
Doing very well at the moment in this game, but I understand how this
sure
works.
You're clear.
Seven.
Seven?
Six.
From the man who, when I guess 10, guessed 11
guess.
Straight away.
Woman.
Four.
Four.
Woman, me.
Let's find out.
Man.
Man.
Oh. What's occurring?
Woman, me, man.
Here. Adele's amazing impressions, but how many of them can I guess right?
Oh no, I can't do this accent.
Oh, go on.
Do you like dogs?
What?
Do you like dogs?
Is it Louis Wolf?
Yay! I was thinking, I thought I was saying Brad Pitt or something, but you know. That's why mums go to Iceland.
Pardon?
I can't say this. That's why mums go to Iceland. Mark.
Kerry Katona.
Yeah.
Yay!
We thought you were brilliant. Nice to see your noise.
Bruce Forsyth.
Yes, yes. That is his saying, right?
That's his phrase. That's his saying, but what was that voice?
I don't know. Where's he from?
Speaks like that.
Mark.
No. Mark.
Okay, Why A?
Any more?
Diana Vickers. My little Diana Vickers.
Cheryl
Cole. Yay!
Good one.
You look fierce, girl. You look amazing. I haven't watched it for ages. Be comfortable in your own body, girl. You're fierce.
Oh, got one.
Yay!
Doing well here.
Paid your donation.
What? Again?
I'm embarrassing myself. Paid your donation. Children in need.
Terry Wogan. Ah, She's like, she's the Rory Bremner of soul.
Oh, Terry Wogan's very good.
I got six.
Oh, what's occurring?
So that means you win
Yay!
Today. Amazing.
First time in about 2 weeks.
Can't believe I got that one because it's so obviously Bruce Forsyth.
We thought you were brilliant. Nice to see your nose.
Really good.
She's made him northern.
So Chappers is the winner. Let me know how you got on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's in Liverpool this year. It's the MTV Europe Music Awards. Now, I need to tell you, this is happening live right now, OK? We're going to go to Edith on the red carpet. And you know what pop stars are like. They are actual filth. So hopefully nobody will say anything naughty or a bit fruity. If they do, I can only apologise on their behalf. I'm very sorry, and we will kick them, or Edith will kick them very hard, won't you, Edith?
Yeah, I've got heels on, killer heels.
You have dressed up, have you?
Yeah. I've got a bit of a posh black frock on.
Is that, I'm just saying that because when Greg James was on the red carpet at the premiere of High School Musical 3, he really didn't, and he looked like one of those people that stand outside Radio 2 waiting for autographs in their anoraks.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I'm glad that you're wearing an...
He did, that's a very good analogy, that.
Glad that you're wearing an LBD tonight.
Oh, yeah, I listened to Lorraine this morning.
Oh, lovely! So, what's going on?
Well, it's been quite eventful, even before anyone's arrived, to be honest. We had to get escorted in the building because we actually couldn't find the door to come in, which was pretty good.
Right, so not for security reasons, you just couldn't find how to get in.
We just went round and round and round the arena. Couldn't find it. So we got escorted through, which was quite good. We got to have a quick look at the dressing rooms. Then we get down, obviously, we were late for getting down here on the red carpet. Oh, everyone's got to be here by a certain time for lockdown. And then... we got down here, there was no space for us, and so we kicked up a stink, and we've been put in front of the barrier, which is awesome!
So everyone else is behind, all the rest of the world media is behind the barrier, but Radio 1 is on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Did you have a showbiz strop?
That's the way it should be.
Totally, it's the best time to throw one. About eight paces to my right, looking like Liz Hurley's son, is Perez Hilton. His words, not mine.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing shorts, tweed shorts, and a matching puffer waistcoat. Yes, a tweed puffer waistcoat, and kind of military boots with socks. I can see too much of his leg, actually. It's a bit wrong. Mm. Can you hear the sort of slight screams in the background?
Yeah.
Has he just opened his tweed waistcoat?
Yeah. That's the 500 screamers who had to go through auditions to be part of the Screamers.
What?
Yeah.
Come
they
on.
They have official Screamers?
Yeah. They went round Liverpool, X Factor styley, to audition people to scream. To be fair, they could have tried harder. They're not screaming loud enough for my liking.
They went round Liverpool asking people, are you a screamer?
Yeah.
Wow.
And obviously, I think that the screams aren't too loud at the minute because obviously a lot of them are from Liverpool. At the minute, we have the kind of random European acts coming down the carpet.
I love
you know
them.
The one like Rammstein and Jovanotti and all that kind of stuff that most people don't really know. So there's a lady actually at the end of the carpet in a lovely green frock who's got a microphone who's announcing people to kind of get the scream levels up a bit.
So lots of European pop stars are currently making their way down the red carpet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're awaiting the arrival of Katy Perry. She's the host. We love her. I'm a little bit nervous about meeting her face to face because I kind of told her I fancied her on the phone yesterday.
Everybody fancies her, and that's a fact.
Join the queue, Edith. You're way behind me and him.
But then I told her I wanted to get Scarlett Johansson involved.
Oh, really? We didn't go that far. We just said she'd be fine.
Quite happy to have Scarlett Johansson involved as well. Though.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, the full list of performers tonight is Katy Perry, who obviously is presenting ours and presenting the award. Take That, Killers, Beyonce, Pink, Kid Rock, Duffy, Kanye West, Estelle, and the Wombats doing their Leona song.
And Zucchero,
yeah.
Stop the press. It's Liverpool. I can't talk to them, but I've spotted. Who do you think? It's Liverpool. Who's going to turn up on the red carpet?
Is it Ryan Giggs?
Cast of?
Hollyoaks.
Yep.
Surprise! They love a night owl, don't they?
Yep.
Anyone you recognise?
Nope.
Okay, good. Right, so should we come back to you in a minute?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's Edith. Bye. At the MTV Europe Music Awards.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Edith's got someone with her now.
Hello, Travis, from That There Gym Class Heroes. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're very calm and cool. Have you been sort of relaying that to your good lady friend who has got a massive task ahead of her tonight, but she's going to be great.
She's going to be amazing. I'm kind of playing the role of Michelle Obama tonight. You know, I'm in the back rooting her on, like, you can do it, baby, you can do it.
But you're not wearing a dress?
What's that? I'm not wearing the dress.
How does it feel knowing that so many people adore your girlfriend? Because I kind of admitted to her that we all kind of have a bit of a girl crush on her as well.
I think a lot of girls do, you know?
And boys.
It's kind of exciting for me.
You know? Like that? Yeah, punch in the
air. I'm not that dude. I'm stingy. I don't like to share it at all, so.
How's your trip to Liverpool been so far? Have you had a...
Awesome. I haven't really gotten out from the Radisson. I just got in yesterday morning. I've been in the Radisson area since I got here, but...
Room service, all that.
Yeah,
got a pool?
I would definitely like to come out here on unbusiness related, you know, terms and kind of get a feel for the city, you know. And I love being by water, and the hotel's right by water, so.
You should get a ferry across the Mersey.
It's still running, right? Yeah. They told me, yeah.
Tomorrow, if you've got time.
I have to leave.
Take Katie on a really nice romantic trip.
I wish I could, but I have to leave in the morning. Go back to work in the States. Boo. Boo.
Well, listen, it's really nice to talk to you.
One more question.
We've got one more question for you, if that's all right.
How would you rate yourself as a kisser out of 10, Travis?
How would you rate yourself as a kisser out of 10?
You know what's funny is that I thought I was amazing until last night, and Katie actually gave me kissing tips. I thought I was the best kisser in the world until last night.
Off me.
But the thing is, I have these enormous lips. Thanks to
glad you said lips.
But they're sexy. Travis. They're sexy.
Yeah, they are. It's a lovely image to leave with our Radio 1 listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Good luck tonight. Thank you. Cheers, Travis.
I don't like him even more now.
But he's a rubbish kisser.
What?
He's a rubbish kisser.
I know.
Katie has to give him tips. Brilliant.
What? Imagine it getting
this
kissing tips from Katie Perrin.
Improvement, you two.
Sorry?
He's our nemesis.
For improvement.
Yeah.
He's our nemesis. He's going out with Katy Perry, the world's most beautiful woman. We don't like him.
He's what? Pretty fit himself, let me tell you.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
what time did he say he was leaving? 7 a.m.?
Hello?
Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Seven. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got time to get up there.
I liked it that he gave out which hotel he was staying in as well. Might as well have said the room number.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah.
We'll be there 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Back to the red carpet with Edith at the MTV Europe Music Awards.
Yay, I'm joined by Katie and Jules, otherwise known as the Ting Tings. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right. This is pretty massive, isn't it?
This is amazing. We were at the VMAs as well.
I saw you, yeah.
But I think this one has the edge, you know.
Really? Liverpool over New York?
Absolutely.
It's been kind of crazy for you lot, hasn't it? In terms of the last year especially.
Yeah, we're pretty knackered by it at the moment. As in, I think we have 3 weeks off at Christmas and I think we'll get our heads around it then. But we haven't even thought about it. We've just been living in like this weird bubble, you know. You don't do normal things like go to the supermarket. So we're not really experiencing what it actually is.
Are you going to get a nice deserved holiday break over Christmas? Going to go away and get some sun?
Well, we get...
A day and a half off.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Friends and family would like when we in May when we had our hit and our album went out there. Everyone phoned us like, "Oh, congrats! We're so proud of you. This is amazing." Bloody blah, blah. And then a month later, we'd be wherever we are, Australia. They'd be saying, "Oh, how is it all going?" And that's now sort of got to the point where they're going, "Where are you?" And so we really need this Christmas to go and see our friends and families that we haven't seen for like 8 months. Or.
Edith.
Yeah, Scott, I've got a question coming in for you.
No, this is just to say,
have they
heard our remix of That's Not My Name?
Scott's wondering if you've heard his remix of That's Not My Name.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
Yes.
We played on the show Yo Gabba Gabba, and I thought it was because of his remix that they'd heard of us. And then we got to play the show, and we did a cover of Happy Birthday by Altered Images. It's just come out in the States.
Amazing.
Edith, what happened was we did like a Yo Gabba Gabba remix, and then I think they got asked to go on the show. So they've been on the show now, right?
Yeah, you've been on the show now, yeah?
Yeah, we recorded it a few months ago, but it's only just come out.
It's only just come out, Scott.
Stemmed from that remix, because we hadn't heard anything about it, and then that remix started to get lots of hits on YouTube, and then they got Yo Gabba Gabba got into it.
Got a lot to answer for.
Sorry.
He says sorry.
We had like little kids dancing around us for happy birthday, and they were really cute, but we was like, what are we doing here? It's some weird dream, you know?
And how's it backstage? Is it fun? Are you kind of celeb spotting, or what's going on?
It's brilliant backstage. There's great food, great booze, and loads of people having a relaxed, chill time. And
you seen Bono?
No, not yet.
Apparently he's coming to give Paul McCartney an award.
Well, I didn't know he was presenting. I knew Paul. Oh, I'd love to meet Paul McCartney. What a fitting place to meet Paul McCartney in Liverpool. Wow, that'd be.
Don't do what I do, which I just did with Travis from Gym Class Heroes, and sing their songs as you walk past them. I'm surprised I didn't do it with you lot. Do you know what I mean?
When we see other bands and you're just like trying to be cool, and like, you end up just humming the song, you're like, oh no. And people do it to us and go, oh, we're sorry, but yeah, it's human nature, isn't it? It's just in your head.
Yeah, it's band Tourette's, basically. It's what it is. Listen, thank you so much for chatting to us. Have we got one more question, Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
This is from you. If I was stung by a jellyfish, would you wee on me?
If I was stung by a jellyfish, would you wee on me?
That's meant to heal it, is it? When you wee on somebody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you would?
Yeah, as long as
you... Thanks very much. See, they'd save my life, Scott. They'd
That's
save
amazing.
My life.
I knew they would.
Have a great night, you two. It's nice to see you. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.